What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. This is the Q&A show. You may say, wait, Sean, this is a Wednesday. What are you doing here on a Wednesday? I'm doing the NXT AEW review on Thursday. Today's my wife's birthday. Had to move some things around. Got to spend some time IRL, so to speak. But let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get to the questions. Aiden says, is Billie Kay leaving WWE? I do not know. I have no clue. I hope she's not, because I think she's very good. But the way that they wrote her off on Monday is kind of interesting, to say the least, but I have not heard that as of yet. Aiden says, I'm a big Kayla Braxton fan. Impressed by Charlie Caruso on Raw Talk. She's so relaxed on the air. Kayla seems to be the new lead. Can you compare the two skills, weaknesses, preference? Well, I believe that Charlie has much more experience. She has the ESPN hosting gig. Kayla seems to fit in really, really well with the rest of the roster, and they genuinely like her. Not to say somebody doesn't genuinely like Charlie Caruso. I think they both have a lot of strong points. Charlie, right now, the downside is she could always get offered a full-time ESPN gig and just hit the brick. She's already there part-time. I prefer Charlie Caruso as a host, and I prefer Kayla Braxton as an interviewer. Aiden also says, we saw more abusive imagery on Raw on the Thunderdome. Can you tell me what you think of this? You have to sign up with your credit card and electronic consent that you'll behave. Your sign-up includes giving $10 deposit. Yeah, I mean, that's something I'd kind of thrown out there before. That's what I think the idea should be. You should have to sign in with a credit card. You should have something tethered to that. That way there is not any abusive imagery on Thunderdome. I think it's really ridiculous. That should not happen. Obviously, WWE does not want it to happen. Why would they want it to happen? But they got to take the steps to prevent it. Justin Tate says, what is the deal with Demi from The Bachelor? I can't see there being corporate synergy between ABC and USA, so is this purely a WWE idea? I don't know if it was purely a WWE idea, or it was somebody's idea within WWE, but Demi Burnett has a significant social media following. I don't think there's a season of The Bachelor going on right now for them to promote. And from what I understand, she gets along with people backstage. She's not hard to deal with or anything like that. Who do you think faces Asuka at Clash of Champions? I think it will be Mickie James. With Mauro out and Vic Joseph and Wade Barrett stepping in on commentary, is there any word on the status of Nigel McGuinness? Well, I didn't hear anything about Nigel McGuinness from, I would say, June to mid-August. And I don't know if he's going to do NXT UK or if he's going to come back and do NXT, but yeah, it's been pretty quiet on that front. I don't think there's been a lot to that. But I'll see what else I can find out. Reed says, do you think it'd be better for Angelico to go for a singles run? Maybe I'm the only person that thinks he has enough charisma. Well, I can tell you, I definitely thought that in the Lucha Underground days. I don't know if I believe that now that I've seen some of his stuff on BTE. It doesn't like jump off the page at me, but I would like to see them put it together, them being he and Jack Evans as a tag team first. Do you think the Riot Squad beat Shayna and Nia for the tag titles? I do. I expect the Shayna and Nia team to be pretty short, and I think that that will lead to the Shayna and Nia match. Sean says, what exactly is the nature of WWE's problem with CFOs? You mentioned the group has signed a bad deal with their publisher, but wouldn't it be that their problem is more with than WWE's? Yeah, they split. One is out of music, and they did an unfavorable deal with their publisher, but WWE doesn't feel like paying out royalties. They had a different agreement set up with Jim Johnston, and they just don't want to pay out royalties each time they play a song anymore. I would say it's as simple as that, but it's not simple at all, really. It's a little confusing to me even, but they don't want to pay out the royalties. Matt Payne says, if Brock did go back and do one more MMA match with UFC or even Bellator, who would you want to watch him face? In the UFC, John Jones. In Bellator, I would want him to fight Fedor. That's just something I would love to see. Reed says, what do you feel is the ceiling for Joe Hendry in the business? I feel like he could be a bigger star. I do too. He's charismatic. He does those songs. He looks like $1 million. He has some amateur training as well, which he got since he's become a pro wrestler. He's got the ear of Chael Sonnen. Like he does a lot of really good stuff. And I enjoyed my interview with him an awful lot. I think that that he could be a guy that, that makes a real impression. I think he could be one of the bigger UK stars in America. With McIntyre versus Randy at Clash of Champions, who do you think we'll see Lee have his first feud with? Probably Rollins by the looks of it. How high were your expectations for the four-way iron match on NXT? Did it meet or exceed your expectations? It did not meet my expectations. It was two guys in the ring, two guys outside the ring laying around. I think all four of those guys are better than that. I really do. Who should be the Street Profits' next challengers? Well, let's see. AOP are injured, but if they come back, it should be them. Viking Raiders, I never want to see them wrestle Street Profits again. We've done the Disciples. Ricochet and Cedric sound good as a members of the Hurt Business. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode, if Roode can come back. Maybe MVP and Shelton. You don't really have anybody else that hasn't been done 100 times. I would say AOP if they're back. Cedric and Ricochet, ideally. There you go. That's what I'd rock with. Between Wardlow, Brian Cage, Lance Archer, Brody Lee, and Luchasaurus, AEW has a pretty good Sirloin Beef Sons of Guns division lined up. This combination of smart acquisitions and strong booking seems to me like a recipe for how the company could improve their women's division. Does that sound right to you? Yeah, it does, kind of, but also you have to look at the talent pool and the experience level. All five of those guys are pretty experienced. They had all been around the block for a long time. All of them but Wardlow, I think, were like 10-plus year vets. And that's not something that they have the benefit of for the women's divisions. By the time you all read this, Serena Deeb will have at least been in Jacksonville. I don't know if she's going to be used on the show tonight, but she'll have at least been in Jacksonville. So they had their eye on her. They brought in Thunder Rosa to do some stuff. They've got their eye on the right kind of people. And I like the dark format. The dark format lets you bring in people, see how they work, even their tournament, and let you know whether they're worth keeping or not. And they brought in Diamante and Ivelisse. Eric says, what are the chances that brand split integrity would be factored into the reveal and continued storyline of Retribution? Feel like I know the answer, but curious in what colorful way. Sean will say no chance. Well, John Pollock, who I believe in whatever he reports, says they'll be Raw exclusive. Nothing says chaos and disrespect like adhering to the brand split. It's like they utilize it in spots where they should or where they shouldn't, and they don't utilize it in spots where they should. Ugh. Andy Quigley says, what match are you most looking forward to at AEW All Out? Oh, man. Probably. Okay, so Hikaru Shida and Thunder Rosa, I think, is going to be really good. There are things I'm looking forward to in every single match, except really Jericho and Orange Cassidy. I don't really care that much about that. But I'm interested in Omega and Paige against FTR. I think that would match the night. But I think Moxley and MJF has a big world title match feel. I really do. Can't wait. Can't wait. You mentioned recently you wish you wouldn't have used your real name for your public career. What would your pseudonym have been? So before I got into writing, I didn't go by Sean Ross Sapp. That's my full name. But I decided to for that for some reason. I don't even know why. I think somebody called me that and I just ended up going with it. So it probably would have been a 3-part name. That's served me pretty well. So I probably would have done that looking back. But yeah, I 100% wish I wouldn't have used my real name. Do you think it was a mistake to not do Kenny versus Hangman and Bucks versus FTR at All Out? Do you think they would have went that direction if arenas were filled? Yeah, I think they would have went in that arenas or would have went in that direction if arenas were filled. To me, those were the matches to do, and I think that FTR versus Bucks would have main evented the show if arenas were filled. Is the state of the women's tag division in trouble with the loss of the Iconics and the tease splits of Bliss and Cross and Sasha and Bayley? No, I think that they'll always have teams on at least one brand, but they really need to develop teams because they've broken up Fire and Desire, the Iconics, maybe Bliss and Cross and Sasha and Bayley all at once. I wouldn't mind seeing those title or those titles being defended on NXT. I'd like to see Dakota Kai and Raquel with those titles. Besides overdoing of shots right in the penis and long ref bumps seem distracting in New Japan and take away from their matches. Does it, rather? Yeah, sometimes. Not heavily, though. I can deal with that. I can deal with the way they've got things set up. Any guess as to when both AEW and WWE may try shows with fans outside of the state of Florida? Not even in the cards right now. Not even in the cards. Skyler says, do you play video games and are you a PlayStation or Xbox guy? What games do you regularly play? Let's run it in UFC and 2K. Well, I don't play online. I do not have time for that, unfortunately. I wish I did. But I play UFC. I just do stand and bang mode. I play Fire Pro. I'm playing the new Tony Hawk games when they come out. And I got Madden last week. But Mean Greens from Virtual Basement, I actually learned about that covering the Virtual Basement wrestling game. And I'm a PlayStation guy. I've been a PlayStation guy for about 20 years. Genetics Music says, rumor going around that Liv Morgan's contract is up and she does not plan on re-signing and is leaving at the end of October. Any hearsay about that? I have not heard that a bit. She just got new gear to match Ruby Riott, so I don't have a clue about that. Is Adam Pearce the unofficial GM of SmackDown and Raw? I like the work that he's doing. Anybody who is a quote-unquote official is the unofficial SmackDown GM of Raw, which GM is supposed to be somebody who constructs the rosters, not makes matches. But commissioner, whatever that may be, yeah. At this point, with the Iconics splitting up, what are the plans for the women's tag team division? Well, if I knew the plans, I would have published the plans, but I don't know what the plans are. I assume that they are Nia Jax and Shayna losing them to the Riot Squad, and then I imagine Nia and Shayna will split, but that's a personal hunch. Did you like how this year's PWI 500 panned out? There's one superstars ranking you who would change. Who would it be? Didn't even look at it. I know that Jon Moxley is number one, and unless a wrestler posted what they were, I didn't look at it. I respect PWI and the panel in which they use to configure those rankings, but it's just not important in that regard. Not one of the things that I delve into heavily. Who's on your watch list for the indies right now? I really like AJ Gray, Ricky Shane Page, and Alley Cat. All those. And then I like Danhausen a lot, too. He's going to be big. He's going to be a star. Ivan says, other than the Four Horsewomen, what active female wrestlers have already accumulated enough accolades to be in the Hall of Fame? Asuka, Alexa Bliss, anyone else? Well, it's the WWE Hall of Fame, so anybody they want can be in it. Asuka for sure, Natalya for sure because of longevity. Nia's been a tag champ and a world champ, so she'll probably go in. Shayna Baszler is the tag champion and held the NXT title for like a year, so she'll probably go in. Like, that's the thing. If you've won a world title, you're probably going into that Hall of Fame. So Carmella's probably going in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, that's not mine. Well, that's WWE's method. Naomi's probably going in. But if it were me, I would say Natalya, Shayna Baszler, for sure, Mickey James. Those would be, and Asuka, of course. Sheila Antonio, great to see her here. She says, are all of AEW shows going to be live with fans from this point forward? Are they going back to having a live show, then a taped show after All Out? Well, today's show was live. And then I think they're going to live shows moving forward. If they're going to have fans, I'm pretty sure they're going to be live shows. Have you heard anything on how New Japan is going to handle their IWGP US title scene? Mox said in a recent interview they're working on something. Kevin Kelly says they're optimistic. I have not, and I've asked. I've asked a lot of people. I asked David Finley. I asked Jeff Cobb. I've asked a lot of people, and they don't know right now. So I'm sure they're trying to work on something. Maybe they'll do it on an island or in Canada. I don't know what they're going to do. But all they have to do is find a place where Mox can legally defend the title, do it in maybe a triple threat even, have him drop the title that way. But granted, Kenta is the one with the title right now, and I would imagine AEW does not want him to lose right now either. unless he loses the world title this weekend. If he loses the world title this weekend, I don't think he'll have a problem with him losing to Kenta. What do you think of all these new Evolve signings for WWE? Are they going to be introduced on NXT as potential new stars or just extras for stuff like Raw Underground? Anthony Green, I think a lot of. I've got my interview with him dropping next week. I'm very excited about that. As soon as I found out that WWE had interest in him, I was like, well, I need to interview him before I don't get the chance to anymore. I know WWE is doing shorter-term deals. They probably think that they're doing shorter-term deals, and when I mean they probably think, oh, well, this will make these kids prove it. Well, no, I think what it'll do is make WWE decide whether or not they're going to use these people or not in a correct amount of time. Anthony Green, I'm all for. Kurt Stallions, a good one. Randy Lauren, another good one. Josh Briggs, some question marks around there, but in-ring potential, it's there. Jake Clemens is a good ref, so I like these signings, and I think that most of them will actually end up doing really good. I think this is a great class. Brian Ward says, who are you looking to break out, or if already established, who will stand out at this summer's New Japan G130? Well, I don't know who's in it right now. I don't think that's been revealed. But I think Takagi could do good if he's in it. But I don't know who's in it yet. I don't think that's not fair for me to answer as of yet. Zach Connor says, what's a bump you can't stand superstars taking when it comes to their safety? I don't know. Everybody's body is different. I hated taking back body drops. I don't know why, but I mean, I could take them. But to me, it wasn't worth it for the big bump. And the margin for error for some people, over-rotating, not hitting you the right way, and then the lack of reaction that it would get because people had kind of slid the move downward for so many years. Zach Connor says, why does Angel Garza scream 2021 Money in the Bank winner all over him? He's one of the most impressive guys on the roster. That he is. He is outstanding. He is really good, and I think that he should be a front runner. Donnie K says, are there plans for Scarlett to wrestle in NXT, but will she solely be in a managerial role from now on? In the immediate future, there is not, but they are open to her wrestling in the future. Brian says, MMA coverage has been great of late when it comes to news bits and articles. Led me to joining up on Select today. Thank you very much. Any particular Fightful pods where MMA is a focus on big UFC event weeks? I used to do one. Shaquille will be doing one very soon. He's trying to get his bearings underneath him and kind of get that squared away. We will have one. Brian Ward says, same question as above on New Japan coverage. I thought Jingu Stadium show was great. My favorite of the pandemic era. Big event feels. Do you guys cover big New Japan shows? Yes, we do. I used to do post shows for all of them. And since AEW started, it's been a little bit tougher for me to do that. But I'm looking to get some coverage in that regard pretty soon. But yeah, we cover New Japan pretty heavily on the site. Joel says, since WWE commentaries invoke Tyson Fury's name on TV and Vince said he'd still like to go to Saudi this year, what do you think the odds are that we'll be seeing Drew versus Fury before the end of 2020 in KSA? I'd put about 15% on that. I don't think it's going to happen. They're still trying to put together Joshua and Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is not going to do that match before his fight with Joshua, they're not going to get, or Wilder. That's what's on his docket right now. Boxing is on his docket right now. So I don't think that we're going to see Tyson Fury wrestle for a little while. With the North having gone across the border to Impact tapings, has there been any follow-up to Robert Roode's status as he is also in Canada? Isn't that weird? They're able to get across just fine. Warren Hayes got into the country. So yeah, I think that Bobby Roode should be able to get over here. Is it safe to say that the Forgotten Sons have been forgotten until, say, after November 3rd? Yeah, but I keep being told that WWE is going to bring them back soon and all this. If I'm Blake and Cutler, I'm upset. Spent all that time in NXT, and then Jackson Ryker, who a lot of people didn't even understand why he was signed to begin with, comes out and does what he does and gets them off TV. Frustrating. Vin Williams says, do you think Tay Conchi is destined to join the Dark Order? Or is she going to be the one that tries to save her friend from a cult? I think she should join. immediate credibility. It's something different. Were the hybrid two affected by quarantine restrictions, and how do you think they fit into the stacked AEW tag division? Right now, they got to find something. That stuff they do on BTE is not good. Their in-ring is very good, but they've got to find something that makes them click. They're one of those acts that I don't think is doing quite as well as people thought they would in AEW, but where do they fit? Bottom half. Ben says, unless my memory's bad, I can't remember seeing many three-way or fatal four-way matches in AEW. Do you know if that's a deliberate thing with singles wrestlers being in tag matches instead to be more desirable? I don't know if it's a deliberate thing, but they did do quite a few of them early on, especially with the women. They would do those quite a bit. I don't know if it's deliberate. Is Sean Spears going 12-2 mostly on Dark, leading to a bigger storyline for him? Well, to me, it's a good way to justify like a title shot on Dynamite. Even if he beat jobbers, he's still 12-2. You rack up your record in baseball, beating the worst teams in the league as well. So I think it's to keep him busy and because they know that he's talented and he can fill a variety of roles. I also wouldn't be surprised if we saw like him team with Cody again, like him saying, I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. We had our situation, but I'll be there for you. Oliver says, with Big E's push, is Vince considering him for the IC title, or is he thinking more along the lines of Universal title? Seems like he's getting more and more TV time. It's open-ended from what I understand. It's kind of a see-how-you-do type of situation, but Kofi originally said that that he would be out 6 weeks. This week is 6 weeks, but he did say at least. So we'll see how that goes, but I think Big E should be pushed significantly right now. I think that should be the situation that we're looking at. Is Big E getting a gigantic push and seeing how it works because he's worth it and he's earned it. What is the best way for a company to utilize good hands who have some notoriety but little potential to be in the main event scene? For instance, how could WWE best use lifers like Natalya and Dolph Ziggler? I think how they're using Natalya now to give Lana the rub and form a tag team, I think that would be good. Dolph Ziggler, I think, would be good for a guy who says, should have been me. Maybe down the line, he's got a storyline where it's like, maybe it shouldn't be me. Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am anymore. And you lead to a reinvigoration of him. He's got to have some sort of change. I also like him in tag teams. That's a good way to do that, too. He and Rude, I think, were a good tag team. Ben says, do you think the short turnaround between SummerSlam and Payback could be a model WWE uses forward to limit run times? Yes. Oh, they're already limiting run times. They're already doing that. They haven't had like 5-hour shows. So that has already been something that has been implemented in the past. Ed says, do you see Brock Lesnar working anywhere other than WWE at this point of his career? Either MMA or WWE, I think, is about it for him. Ed says, a lot has been made of the horsewomen in WWE and a potential feud with Ronda, Shayna, Jessamyn, and Marina. Always thought they'd have a factional feud with the second wave of women that came up with them in Asuka, Ember Moon, Shayna, and maybe Bianca. Your thoughts? Well, I think that all four of those women are too ingrained in WWE main roster now. Even Bianca. She's not an NXT girl, quote-unquote, anymore. So I would like the idea, but I don't think that it would be like as NXT women. But as far as a match goes, that would be insanely good. Ray says, I believe I saw that AEW and NXT ratings have gone up by being on separate dates. Have these show moves given you any more thought about schedule modifications we may see? Do you think NXT ever slides over to Tuesday and fills that old SmackDown slot? Yes. Soon. Hell in a Cell's around the corner. Do you know if we are getting that awful Red Cell again? Everybody hated the Red Cell. Everybody hated the Red Cell. That's all I'll say. I would have rather them done a Blue Cell. At least then you've got the tie back to the old Blue Cage back in the day. But I haven't heard about it, but everybody did hate it, and I'll ask. Now that AEW has some fans attending, how long do you think it'll be before they pull the trigger on Blood and Guts? Who do you think they have run that match when they eventually do it? Good luck to your month of not swearing. My birthday is the 28th. So I'm awaiting my late birthday present, a profanity, on October 1st. Well, I wish I didn't curse at all. I would like to get better at that. My wife's a school teacher. I want to set a better example in that regard. I don't think that that necessarily defines you as a person, but, you know, it's a challenge, and it's for a good cause, so I'm for it. I think we'll see blood and guts this fall, and I will actually probably ask Tony about that this week. Dev says, is Raw Underground expected to be a long-term thing? There are no plans to end it right now. So I don't know if it's planned to be a long-term thing, but there are no plans to end it right now. Chris says, you mentioned WWE wanting wrestlers to ditch their CFO's themes. What about Undisputed Era? I can't imagine them coming out to anything other than their current theme. There are some that I think WWE knows that they got to stick with. But there are also wrestlers that have outright rejected using different themes. Dev says, was it the plan from the get-go for Nia and Shayna to become a tag team? The story seemed rushed. It was rushed. The original plan was Shayna and Asuka. But yes, it was 100% rush. Brian says, who is currently in charge of AEW's women's division? I think Kenny Omega helps. Tony Khan has final say on everything and loudest voice in the room on everything. Any rumblings of other NWA talents appearing in AEW? No, not right now. And I've actually got some contract updates on NWA talent that I've asked about as a result. That's coming this week to Select. Does WWE have any plans for Dabba Kato, or is he just going to occasionally appear on Underground? I don't even think he's been there for the last few. So I think they just brought him in, and they didn't have any firm plans for him. Darren says, relatively new to your work, so I'm not sure if you've had this question before. Can you see Orton tying Flair and Cena's world title reigns, or possibly surpassing that? And do you think Cena will pass 16 at any stage? Adjacent to this, do you think any current superstar can get to that record? Charlotte can get to that record. I don't think Orton will get there. I think he'll probably get 14, 15. I think he's that good. I don't know if they'll do the 16 thing. And if they do, maybe a vacant title and the winner between Cena and Orton kind of achieves that. Charlotte will get there. I think that's our best bet. I don't think there's anybody else even in the realm of possibility right now. Brock is a free agent right now, and he's been world champion 8 times, so not happening. Not happening. Brennan says, I'm confused about what's going on with the NWA on Fight TV. Is it going to be a weekly show with some pay-per-views every once in a while? Or what's up there? It's basically a co-promoted show. That's just what it is. Special events, very cheap weekly pay-per-views. It'll be original content, but it is a co-promoted show with UWN. Rob says, is Chris Van Vliet still with AEW? No, he is not. They brought on DDP's daughter and I think kind of said, thank you for your work. Any word on if Joe Hennig is done with wrestling, the former Curtis Axel? I have heard nothing about an update on him. It would not shock me to see him pop up in NWA. At all. With Tully being around FTR lately and being Spears' manager, do you think Spears gets into the modern horseman they seem to be setting up? Would it be a mistake to have him and not Cody? Yes, I think it would be a mistake to have him and not Cody. All due respect to Sean Spears. I don't know if that's a good fit. I think Cody, Hangman, and FTR are the fit. I think you guys or someone reported that Stu Bennett, Wade Barrett is working on a deal. Would this be strictly for commentary, or is there any chance for an in-ring return? I think it's strictly for commentary. He has not wrestled since leaving WWE, and from what I understand, he has not extended any interest in returning to the ring. Young Bibby says, does WWE allow actual fans after October 30th? If not, how much longer before they do? Yes, I think they'll have something with actual fans after August or October 30th. I don't know what, though. Any update on WWE running shows in Saudi this year or early next year? If they don't, how would that work out? They would just tack it on at the end of their deal, but no update on that. Young Bibby says, what are your thoughts on the team of Kenzo Suzuki and Rene Dupree back in the day? I kind of liked their mashup theme song and thought they were somewhat funny together. I thought they sucked. I thought they were one of the worst teams that I've seen in the last 20 years in WWE. Probably one of the worst teams I've seen in my life, actually. I thought they were absolutely garbage, and I thought the booking of them And their talent level at that point was a big part of what was wrong with WWE in the mid-2000s. It's like, okay, Kenzo Suzuki, 6'3", 260. I get it. Rene Dupree is a big, big jack dude, and he was still not ready at that point. So what do? They took a guy who was not good in Kenzo Suzuki. He was about 3.5-4 years into his career. They took a guy who, quite frankly, they called up way too soon. Or didn't call up. They just brought in way too soon in Rene Dupree. He was like 20, 21 years old. He's still just 36. 6'3", 250. They both sucked at that point, and they just threw them together. And boy, did it suck even worse. It's bad. It was bad. You won't get that kind of response from me a lot on this show, but man, that sucked so bad. Rob Wilkins says, Vontae Mack or Bo Callahan? Vontae Mack no matter what, right? Vontae Mack no matter what. RIP Chadwick Boseman. I love Draft Day. I love that movie. It is completely unrealistic, but so is me playing Madden NFL. That is completely unrealistic. So when Chadwick Boseman passed, I had no clue the man was 43 years old. He was going to be 44 in a couple months. The man was going to be 44 in a couple months. Draft Day came out 6 years ago. And he was playing like a 22-year-old. The legend, Chadwick Boseman, playing a 22-year-old when he was 38. You love to see it. You got to respect it. Liam Moore says, do you see Daniel Cormier being used for commentary and even in-ring capacity in WWE in the near future? Yeah, I do. I think he's really good. He's tailor-made for pro wrestling, but he's tailor-made to call pro wrestling as himself. Not with Vince McMahon in his ear, not with the just homogenized crap WWE puts out. Is there a plan to do Shayna versus Asuka for the title? Is Mickie James liked well backstage? Based on people I talk to, she's liked well backstage. No plan for Shayna Asuka at this moment. Nathan says, with Clash of Champions pay-per-view, do you think they'll do Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT championship match? Nope, and I wouldn't do it anyway. You've got the Universal title changing hands nonstop. You already have a WWE championship match set for the show, and the NXT title has changed hands 3 times in the last month and a half. So, no, I don't want to see that. And I don't think there are any plans. Liam says, please tell me it's a work that Tyson Fury could possibly be in a match with Drew. His last match was awful. I hope it is, because Tyson Fury sucked in his last match. It was horrible. Really bad. Do I think that it could be possibly happening? I don't think it'll happen this year, as I mentioned before. Do you think Mike Tyson could get involved in the Jericho Orange Cassidy match on Saturday? I hope so. I hope he shows up, knocks out Jericho into the mimosa tank. That's what I think it should happen. What I think should happen. Any chance we see Punk in AEW or WWE in the next year, in your view? I think there's a possibility, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think if he comes back, he'll do 2 or 3 matches and that's it. Lenny says, so thrilled for the Fightful growth, and I think a big part is the credible, trustworthy, down-to-earth human decency culture you and Jimmy instilled. With that in mind, how do you and Jimmy go about hiring and looking at potential acquisition fits? Well, I'll search out people. I'll put out there, hey, who wants to join? Who's looking to do some stuff? We got to fit them within our budget. I always do a background check to the best of my abilities to make sure I'm not hiring Nazis. But the main thing I look at is consistency and work ethic. How often has somebody written? How often have they wrote? How often have they written? Whatever. I don't have a huge grasp on the English language for someone who runs a professional wrestling media site. But I look at how often they produce content. And it is a high volume spot when we hire people. With people like Denise, she came with a recommendation and hundreds of samples, and that recommendation came from Xbox. That was pretty easy. With a guy like Warren, we had really good chemistry. And there are some people who I just know from the past, and it ends up working. There are some people like Jeremy Lambert. He worked under Larry Zonka, so I knew that his work was going to be good. And ultimately, I want somebody that is going to be a good person. Are there any interesting partnerships or acquisitions you and Jimmy monitor with all the growth you've had? Obviously, WrestleTalk has seemed to be a great two-way relationship. Yeah, there are some things, like, unfortunately, I've had to scale back my podcast appearances. I do not do many outside podcasts anymore. I'm doing some stuff with Kenny McIntosh and WrestleTalk, and I'm appearing on Throwback Show at the end of this month. But other than that, I'm not going to do a ton of outside, and I do stuff with MMA Fighting. If they are really, really big outlets, it's hard for me to say no to it, but I've learned to value my time off a little bit more now. And I hate that I don't have the time to do that anymore, but that's kind of where it is. We did not have any idea how little our footprint was in the UK until I appeared on WrestleTalk. So that's been mutually beneficial, and that's the kind of thing that I like. If it's beneficial for us and Fightful, then I'll do it. Fightful is my number one priority. JJ says, was the Roman Reigns turn always planned or happened after the pandemic era of WWE? It happened after the pandemic era of WWE. Is there any more tomorrow leaving WWE? Not that I've heard, but I will try to find out more. What's the latest with Tessa Blanchard? Well, I think she just got married. She just had her wedding, and I believe it was in the States. I think. I could be wrong. But that's the latest. There's no real update on it. Any chance of Brock going to the UFC? Who would you like to see him against? Yes, there is, and Brock versus John Jones is the biggest fight, and that's the only fight worth anything. That's the one to do. Nathan says, will New Japan ever get another American TV deal? I know they have New Japan World, but good luck getting it to work on most devices. Yeah, their compatibility sucks. It's real bad. I think they should try. I think they should. I think Access should have kept them on, but if I were them, I would reach out to some places and be like, hey, we got this cheap content. It's already produced. Let's air it. I think they could land one if they really tried. Nathan says, love all the Dark Order stuff like pretty much everyone else. I did not at first, but with Brody being TNT champ and the fan response they're getting, do you think the AEW will give them a bigger push, especially John Silver? John Silver is proving himself to be really entertaining on these BTE skits, and he's very good in the ring. So yeah, I think they will get a bigger push. I think that him becoming the emerging babyface out of the Dark Order group is something that can actually happen. So I do think they'll get a push. They are made now. JJ says, always thought Peyton had potential as a singles wrestler. Has her taking a solo run always been in creative's mind, or is that recent? A solo run is on the mind of creative for almost every member of every tag team at some point. There are very few teams that people look at and say, oh, always a tag team. The Usos are one, FTR are one, that have pretty much always been team. JJ asks if the NXT class getting 6-month deals is something that's going to be explored more. Yes, and it's something that's been pitched many, many times. How's Mr. Brody Lee booked from here defending the TNT title? I think he should crush people. He should keep crushing people and crushing people with names. Dev says, I know it's hard to predict, but do you think that we'll see any female superstars move to or from NXT in the upcoming draft? Who would you like to see potentially go to NXT? I would like to see Dana Brooke go to NXT. I think there's a story to be told there in her moving over to that brand. And there are a lot of other people that I think could benefit from that. I think Mickey James could benefit from that. And she's there as a student or as a player coach. I think that would be really good. But Dana, because she hasn't been used, and Mickey James, because I think she could be a player coach for that squad. As far as being called up, it would not shock me to see like Caden Carter called up to the main roster out of nowhere. Wouldn't shock me one bit. Do you believe the idea of turning Roman heel is the key to getting fans to cheer him? Yes, I think it always has been. Giving him an edge has always been the key to getting him cheered. Forever it has been. And they never did it. They never did it. How do you see Thunder Rosa versus Hikaru Shida going it all out? I think it'll probably go about 10 minutes, and I think it'll be a barn burner. I would go no DQ with those two and have them go balls to the wall. Thunder Rosa and Allison Kay was a killer match. So I think that Hikaru Shida, one of the best women's workers in the world with Thunder Rosa, amazing. That was a question we had earlier that I forgot to answer. saying that somebody heard my interview with Killer Cross, and they heard him mention that he only wrestled 5 years, and if there was anybody else that people might be surprised has only been working as long as they have. Thunder Rosa now has been wrestling for 6 years, but a lot of people don't realize that right after she debuted, bam, she started with Stardom. Then the next year, she's with Lucha Underground. And then from 2015 to 2018, she's with Lucha Underground. Then all of a sudden, Ring of Honor, 2018 to 2019. Then 2018, she's working with Women of Wrestling. Wow. And then in 2019, NWA. Now 2020, AEW. She has been on TV her entire career. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Got an interview with her dropping Friday. Jonathan Stone says, how would you book Aleister Black versus Kevin Owens program long term? I would have Kevin Owens relate to Aleister Black. I would have him say, I know what it's like to be underappreciated by fans, by media, by people in general, by the WWE staff, by other wrestlers. I know that you went on a one-year winning streak. I know that you deserved more than what you were given. And not only weren't you given anything, you got your eye taken out. I would have Kevin Owens try to relate to him as a good guy and say, but you can't take this out on me. I'm fighting back. I'm doing what I'm going to do. I think that's the best way to go about it. I don't think this should be a long-term feud, though. Avery says, any idea why Deonna is not under contract as champion? I'm pretty sure she's trustworthy, but realistically, she could pull a Medusa if she chose, right? I mean, where? I mean, her fallout with Marty is not going to get her into ROH. She just left WWE. Marty is tight with AEW. And based on Serena being there, I can't imagine, or at least being there tonight, I can't imagine that they're going to just bring in Deonna to do that, do stuff with them there, because that would make an awkward situation. So, I mean, it's where else? She's great. She's talented. She's one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. But where else? Ali says, who do you think will beat Roman for the Universal Championship and win? Big E, WrestleMania. I think. Ali Bazzi says, last time I pitched an Iron Man tables match, this time I'm pitching a steel cage ladder match. Four ladders will be placed in between the ropes and the cage. What do you think? I actually had thought about this after we saw the tables in the ring at NXT TakeOver Toronto. I just think that would be really awesome to do a TLC in a cage match where things are kind of enclosed. Right now is the time to do it. Right now is the time to film that. Because you can get angles that you wouldn't normally be able to get with crowds. So I think that would be the right time to do something like this. Is there any news backstage on how Vince is taking to Roman's heel push after trying so long to make him the guy? I think that after the reactions that Vince McMahon I think after the reactions of what we've seen over the past week and a half, Vince kind of understands it now. Graham says, if Robert Stone moved to the main roster but didn't take anyone from NXT with him for his brand, who do you think would be a good fit? Ricochet and Cedric, maybe? Like, somebody that needs a mouthpiece really bad, I think would be good. King Corbin would be really good. Just somebody that we're absolutely tired of hearing talk. I think those would be the best ones. Kind of a rhetorical question, but why is Retribution reportedly a Raw-only faction when SmackDown is ran from the same building? That I don't have an answer to that. There is no logic to that whatsoever. Mark asks, would it be better to have Paul Heyman be the brains behind Retribution or just scrap Retribution and have Heyman build a new Dangerous Alliance? Yeah, I think it would be better to have Paul Heyman associated with them, especially after it was well known that he lost his gig. And if they're focusing it on Raw, then say that he was more interested in Raw, but now he can mess with both brands all he wants because he's got Roman. Either way, would it be a good idea to have a faction on both Raw and SmackDown? I think Raw is the best bet at this point if they're going to go with Heyman. But if they don't go with Heyman, yeah, it should be both. Finally, who do you think would benefit or be at least most interesting for said factions? I'll give my choices. SmackDown, Roman, Cesaro, Lorcan, Burch, and Dijak. Maybe Thatcher. I don't think Thatcher would fit in there. I don't. And a heel Rhea Ripley. I think Rhea Ripley would be great. On Raw, Rollins, Orton, Aleister Black, Cedric Alexander, Ricochet, and Reunite Dakota and Tegan. I like those names, but they've got creative directions for Orton, Rollins, Aleister, already. Cedric and Ricochet, they don't have anything for Dakota and Tegan. Maybe. I don't think that Tegan's already got creative plans elsewhere. Roman's got creative plans elsewhere. Lorcan, Burch, Dijak, don't. Dakota Kai doesn't. I would like to see Raquel involved, but we'll see how that all goes. As far as who I think could benefit most, Dijak for sure, but he needs a little something else to make him click. Just a little something else. Jim says, have you heard if Medusa was brought in for AEW for the women's tournament, or will she have a role going forward? Just the tournament, I think. Jim says, with the way things are going with the Elite, should they rebrand BTE, perhaps kayfabe, the Bucks not wanting to do it with all the drama, maybe having Cutler continue it on his own, or having Silver and Reynolds take it over briefly and renaming it Being the Dark Order for a time. I actually like both of those ideas. Brandon Cutler taking it over and doing Being the Dark Order, I think, would be kind of fun. And then maybe down the line, they bring it back. Ali asks if we see Jeff Hardy using the knee brace becoming more of a story moving forward. I think he should become the crafty veteran. He should be the guy that used to have the heater, and now he's got to rely on putting any junk on whatever pitch he's got. Ed Harris in Major League. That's what I think Jeff Hardy should be. This guy used to do all this crazy stuff and still can. You still see glimpses, but he's got to rely on putting Vaseline on the baseball, putting Crisco on the baseball, putting snot on the baseball. Well, guys, thank you all so much. We're back in our regular time slot. Well, not time slot. Day next week. Thank you all. Tell the world you love it. FightfulSelect.com. We're out.